The defiance of Chinese villagers protesting against land grabs are now under siege by the authorities. Local government land grabs are a perennial source of discontent in China. They're at the heart of many of the tens of thousands of mass incidents, as they're known, reported in China every year. But rarely do such incidents result in the kind of confrontation now taking place in the village of Wukan in the southern province of Guangdong. The authorities have sealed off the village after residents chased out police and local officials. The village has accused officials of illegal land grabs, and they've been made more angry because of the death of a villager in police custody. Malcolm Moore is a journalist from Britain's Daily Telegraph newspaper and spoke to us earlier from Wukan.
Between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock, all the villagers gathered outside this triple roof pagoda, which is in the centre of town. And they chanted slogans for about 3 hours and mourned their fallen villager, but calling for justice, asking for their blood debt to be repaid and complaining that the village had been wronged.
And Mr. Moore said their protest represented a real challenge to the authorities.
What's new about this situation is that all of the government officials in the village have been chased out, and all of the policemen in the village have also been chased out. We went to the police station today, which is a three-story building on the edges of town. It's an extremely large station, and it was totally empty. The gates were locked, and there was a picture of the villager posted onto the gate.
And he told us the villagers, who have just over a week's worth of food, were worried the authorities would try to starve them out.
Their concern is that the police are simply going to sit back now, enforce a siege, and wait for their food supplies to run out. People here in the village say that they've probably got about 7 to 10 days' worth of food left.
British journalist Malcolm Moore speaking from the Chinese village of Wukan. And I've been speaking to Joshua Moldovan, Professor of Geography and Asian Studies at Sarah Lawrence College in New York, who's spent time living in Chinese villages, and he's not surprised by what's been happening.
The first time that I saw a rural uprising was actually in 1994, and I witnessed at that time thousands of peasants in Henan province fighting against a local government militia over unpopular taxation and state policies. But I would have some agreement with the previous commentary on that, in the sense that I think there are many instances in China in which officials have been chased out of town. And that was true in this case in 1994. The village became semi-autonomous for about 2 or 3 years. And finally, the central government intervened and brought back 2 or 3 new officials, ultimately, and replaced them and attended to the issues that were raised. So I don't think it's as new as all that. I think what is different is that there are very few times in which we hear about it, and also the scale of it.
But for as long, I assume, as these land grabs continue, there will be the kind of unrest that we're seeing at the moment in Wukan.
Absolutely. I mean, this unrest, this is probably the biggest political problem that the government in Beijing faces today. And people talk about many other issues. But the land question, both related to the efforts started in 2008 to privatize land, and there's been a huge debate within the party since 2008 on that, but also this move over the last decade and a half in particular, but the increasing land grabs for real estate, industrial expansion, roads, infrastructure, and the rest. I mean, the state is facing, in any given day, somewhere between 300 and 500 incidences across the country.
Why don't these people sort of link up? Why doesn't it become a mass protest?
Well, you've put your finger on what is the key issue, and that is where the state has intervened, and I would say quite successfully, in a multiple method of isolating each of these events. And it's hard to imagine when you think if there are 300 across the country on a given day. But the state has come in, and usually, when it gets large enough, has managed to find out who the leaders are, isolate them, often support their arrest, and then simultaneously provide certain amounts of compensation or partial recompense to the villagers for land loss. So that has worked. And in the same way, their biggest fear, I mean, the absolute biggest fear of the state is that there would be a linking up. There's some evidence that that is beginning to happen. I mean, this event happened very close to another event in Guangdong, just quite nearby, in 2005, and another one in 2006. So the understanding in rural areas of the righteousness or the justice aspect of being able to demand land from corrupt officials is widespread and well known.
That was Joshua Moldovan, Professor of Geography and Asian Studies at Sarah Lawrence College in New York, who's spent time living in Chinese villages. You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Julian Marshall with NewsHour.